Hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
It's a Bobo.
It is.
It's a Bobo episode.
Yep.
We have we're every hiatus we watch one episode of that weird anime.
The weird anime where the man has long nose hair. Is that what it was? I remember something weird.
He's a very big, like a buff guy.
He's a big buff man.
If I remember correctly.
What if The Rock
he has like
had
a blue afro?
I thought it was yellow. Maybe you're right. But
yellow.
I just remember nose hair playing some sort of part in the commercials that I saw when I was 15, 16.
Probably. That anime, Jake, I don't know if you know this about Bobo. That anime is TM so random.
I love the random humor. So today, if the internet cooperates, we are going to be doing, we just had a trial. I think it's on my end. I'm just rural internet, man.
Well, my internet is not any less rural.
That's true. It's probably so the two of being like, man, sometimes I just can't. So what we're doing today is we got two questions on the last episode that kind of could be a whole episode. So that's what we're doing. So from a lot of people, but specifically from Kimby and Christina, what would the Wild Force Ninja Storm crossover be? And then the other one, just from Christina, what would the season look like if Megan, Ninja Storm Topaz, was a part of the team the whole time? So we're going to talk about those. Do you have an order you would like to talk about them in?
I don't, because I'm not particularly prepared for either.
Well,
I have, neither am I. I have like a couple character things for the crossover. I've got nothing for Meg.
Okay. Well, I have like one idea for Meg. Let's do the crossover first. That seems like it'll be the easier. I don't expect this episode to be particularly long.
if I'm being honest with everybody.
So it's the Ninja Storm Wild Force crossover episode. What brings the two together? Because all the orgs did die and go to hell in the last one, I think.
Not all of them.
No, you're right.
Toxico and Jindrax are still wandering.
They're still wandering.
I want them to play a role in it. I just don't know what
that
role would be.
There was an idea that was in Hexagon that Amitbomic talked about, and that is that at some point, Jindrax and Toxica and Merrick and Zenaku would show up as like they were a traveling circus.
Oh, I like that.
So maybe we just take that whole cloth. We just take that whole thing.
Yeah, we could take that. But now, I think, though, I want Zenaku to be fake. I don't want him to be
You do want him to be a figment. Okay.
Yes.
I think that makes more sense. Because, like, if he's not, what the hell? what the hell, man? So are we doing a two-parter or a one-parter? I feel like we can do a two-parter. They love doing multi-parters in this season, so.
Yeah, because a one-parter is never satisfying. It always feels like they have to go too quick anything done.
No one gets to do, like, Reinforcements of the Future is the best crossover because they had two parts. It's the only one that had, like, multiple parts. Except for, I think the Trakina's Revenge in Lightspeed did, but that was mostly about Heather, if we're being honest. That episode was the source of a lot of consternation in with the Lost Galaxy Rangers, who thought they were coming back to do like a whole movie. I don't know why your season did not do well. I don't know why you thought you were coming back in the new season to be like the big deal, but okay. Because like Amy Roll and Trakina and Danny Slavin apparently like just walked off the set because they were mad that they were guest stars and not making a movie or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So also Corone wasn't even there. It was Kendrick was back. So I guess Corone is off doing Kamen Rider stuff at that point. Here's another thing I just remembered about, because I forget a lot about Wild Force because it's a fairly forgettable season. I just remembered that at the end, Shayla was like, I'm going to take your powers and I'm going to fly back up into the sky. See you never. Mm-hmm. So they don't have their superpowers.
It's weird that like they're ending with you're not Power Rangers anymore for two seasons now.
I think that's just going to be like a thing going forward since they're one-offs.
Especially because you know that the trope is that they team up with the next team at least once, usually.
Usually, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I hope they don't keep doing that because that's kind of weird to be like, all right, thanks for being a Power Ranger for 30 episodes. Anyway.
Once a Ranger. That's once it. A Ranger. That's the period.
That's it. You know the rest. There isn't any. So how do they get their powers back then? Do they all hop in a fighter jet and fly back up there and crash onto there and be like, Shayla, give us our morphers?
I feel like Taylor gets them all, and like, so there's like a quick montage of her like flying around giving everyone their morphers back and getting the band back together.
Okay.
Because she's the only one that it makes sense, because she hangs out with her Zord sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
God, I love that. Taylor's the only good character in that whole season. Except for Toxica and Jindrax. There are three good characters, and it's them.
Yeah, Master Org is not going to make an appearance. He's dead. He's like dead for real.
There's so many different villains in this season. I feel like we could sort of like, one of them ate a Master Org bean, you know, like something like that. Like,
oh yeah, like Chubo?
No, well, I mean,
maybe Chubo just has some orgs in his backpack that he lets out.
He just has some orgs. Maybe he just has some orgs. Yeah, it's a big backpack.
Yeah, I don't really remember what else he. What else?
He put.
He did with that. What did he do? He put the Rangers in there, and it was like a weird dark dimension, right?
He put Blake and Hunter in there, and it was like a hill over a lake at nighttime, and that was it. I have a question now that I think we need to decide right now. This has nothing to do with the episode. This is more just like so I can sleep at night.
Okay.
Who sucks more, Chubo or Master Org?
I think Chubo, because Master Org did have some moment. Like his actor was weird. But as a villain, and like he looked just like a kind of like a bum.
He looked like kind of like a guy. He looked like kind of like a guy who's been up for 48 hours.
Yeah, just like I don't know. He's instead of a jacket, he just has a blanket on.
Yeah.
But he did have magic, and he did beat the Rangers up pretty bad. Chubo just sucked.
He did just suck. Okay. So does Chubo then eat a Master Org bean, or does he just have some in his backpack that he lets out?
I think he's got to eat some bean. I think there's...
Okay. You got to eat the bean.
He's got to nosh the tasty bean.
So is this... I'm trying to think of like when this would take place. Is this before or after he slips in puppy pee, do you think?
This is after. This is him like... Now, his Chubo was something to prove.
Okay, so he's like, I'm so mad, I'm going to eat these mysterious beans I found. And yeah. Then he gets... So, I think what should happen then is he eats the beans, because sometimes you got to eat the beans. He eats the beans, and he gets super powerful. He tries to throw Lothar over, but is like, I'm going to go kill the Rangers, and when I come back, I'm going to be the boss. I'm going to be the new Lothar.
I'm the captain now.
And so he goes and he just trashes the Rangers. And they're like, we're going to need at least twice as many Power Rangers as we have now.
And he has org magic.
Also, why does he have a bunch of vines and a horn now?
Right. And he stinks like he came out of a mud puddle.
Yeah. He smells like swamp. He smells like the woods. Like swampy woods. So then... I think it's got to be Cam that's like, well, I know of a Ranger team, another Ranger team, but let me see if I can get a hold of them. Or, like, how does that work? Because, like, without the Zord being, like, removed from, like, the Zordon network of, like, past Rangers, like, how do they know each other anymore?
I don't think that they find the Wild Force Rangers. I think what happens is now Chubo is an org, so the fountain squirts.
Okay.
And Shayla calls Taylor to come get the morphers, and then so there's like the quick little like the like that everyone's head is like out of frame as she's like handing morphers to just disembodied hands, and then there's the big reveal of it's the Rangers you knew it was gonna be.
What if instead of doing that, We just do a cool thing instead, because
we'll do a cool thing. Right, so she gets the morphers, and then she like goes to the flower shop, and like Danny and Kenzie, was that her name?
Kendall.
Kendall. Danny and Kendall are hanging out, and like, because Kendall ended up finding out, didn't she?
She did find it. She found out in that episode where he's like, I will win you as a prize. She's like, well, let's pause. You have work to do, I guess. And then I'll just hang out with Chadley or Bradwick or whatever his name was.
So they're just like doing flower shop stuff. And then like the door open bell chimes and they turn and it's just Taylor. And then it like cuts to the next one.
Okay. I like that. So here's another thing we get to decide because it's our show now. We have taken control of Power Rangers Wild Force and Ninja Storm. Is it the weird end where it was semi half implied that Alyssa and Cole were married, or is Cole at the farm where he belongs with Claire?
Cole's at the farm. Alyssa might be. Well, that was a flash forward though.
It seemed like that was a flash forward. Also, Cole was supposed to be they filmed him as like a vet coming out with a puppy, be like, I can talk to dogs, so like I know what your dog is fixed now because I have magic basically. They didn't air that one, which is weird.
Because I think she meets back up with Alyssa at the college.
Okay.
Like Alyssa's in class and she, you know, like every teen high school movie, she like looks over at the door and Taylor's face is just in the window.
Taylor in her full flight suit. She holds the warper
up and she's like, hello.
Destiny's calling. Okay. So she's like, I have to go, professor. And he's like, what? And then she just runs out.
She's like, I'm sorry. Send me the makeup test or whatever.
She goes out. So Cole is at the farm. So Taylor parks her.
Cole's at the farm.
Fighter jet at the farm. Also, I'm just taking it as read that like Taylor has full control over this Air Force jet plane, and she can just take it wherever she wants, whenever she needs to. She doesn't need to like get a different plane. She's just like, I'm just gonna take it. I'll be back. Don't worry. And they're like, you got it. You're the best pilot we've ever seen.
I'm pretty sure she's in charge of the Air Force. Whatever position that is. I'm pretty sure that's what she's worked her way up to.
Air Admiral.
Cole's on the farm. Max is on a playground telling a bunch of kids that he's not one of them.
he's trying to play Foursquare. Maybe he wants to play Foursquare and they're like, you're too old. And he's like, oh, what?
And then, what's his name? Merrick doesn't show up until later with the Toxicated Tracks.
With the circus.
Right. That's where they all go after to celebrate. There's a traveling circus in town, and then it's those three.
Okay, yeah. America's just playing a flute and doing pool tricks, I guess?
Yeah. He's hustling people at the pool game that they have at a circus.
Yeah, you know, a circus has pool. Okay, so they show up. The Rangers get, like, the Ninja Storm Rangers get, like, dunked on. And then do they just like the other Power Rangers just like show up after that? Or is there like a, because I kind of want to see Taylor and Kelly like hang out for a second.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how we get to the next part.
Because part of me thinks like they get dunked on. So they go back to like regroup. And as they're all regrouping, Cam is like, hey, someone's still fighting Chubo.
Hey, I thought you were. Or maybe they all go back to Ninja Ops and Cam, they're like talking about how they just got beat up so bad. And Cam's like, wait a minute, how many of you are here? And they're like, all of us. And he's like, so who is out there then? And then it's Ninjas, it's Wild Force.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the episode break.
Yeah. And then they can like force Chubo back for a minute and then they can all hang out at the surf shop or whatever it was called.
It's Storm Chargers. We finished last
week. Action Sports Game Store.
And then obviously Chubo comes back and they're like, we have to go fight more. And they they're all like, hey, the 12 of us are going to leave. Or, because I think in the footage there, I've seen a thing of like the Rangers, the Wild Force Rangers in the cockpits of like with their respective like Ninja Storm counterpart. Sort of like, because it was Cole was with Shane. Danny was with Hunter. Taylor was with Dustin. Alyssa was with Tori. The other guy was with Blake. I already forgot his name. Max?
Max.
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 And then Merrick was with Cam. So, like, they are all there.
Right.
So does Merrick tell them that he's in the circus, or does he just show up and be like, hey, I heard there was an org. Anyway, I got to go back to my job after we're done. Don't follow. And they do, and then it's a circus.
And then they kill Chubo for real, and he's out of the rest of the season after this.
Yeah, and then there's no ambiguity at the end where, like, did Chubo survive? We didn't see him die, so maybe he's still at large, a frightening prospect. Because I was like, what happened? I went onto the Ranger Wiki, and I was like, what happened to Chubo? And they were like, he does kind of get blasted by Shane in that big blast when he shoots with his muscle butt suit. But it doesn't show him dying or going back into the abyss.
It just says undetermined.
It's like he's unknown. Fate unknown.
He doesn't come back for like a weird like crossover thing later, I hope.
God, I hope not. I really don't want Jubo to be the like, I'm the one.
Surviving Space Ninja General.
Terrible. It'd be terrible. I think that's it. I think that's it, right? Like,
I think so.
And they, you know, they beat
I do
up.
Feel like Taylor and Shane bond over Air for a little while. It's somehow
she sees his Zord and she's like, does that one talk to you?
I also want to see Taylor and Tori in kind of like a big sister little sister, but not in a shitty way.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun.
I just want to see Taylor interact with everybody, and I don't want to hear a damn word out of Danny and Max the whole time.
Danny has to leave and Max is late for class. He's got eighth grade to get to or whatever. We don't know how old he is.
And maybe we could plant some, I don't know. I guess we could set up, because if the ending of Wild Force was like a flash forward, maybe we can kind of set up a little bit like Cole and Alyssa still hang out sometimes. But he's living on the farm, living his best life. And he's got a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Living there with John Johnson and Bob Johnson. And Claire Johnson.
The Johnson family.
Yeah.
I do want Alyssa also to do something, though.
I feel like what...
she's the other character that I liked on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I kind of want to just, like, spring that she is, like, already married. Because she did have a wedding ring in that last scene. So what if she's like, oh, yeah, no, I got married. Like, I had a boyfriend the whole time. Like, I had a life outside of Power Rangers.
You guys just never asked.
Yeah, you know. So, anyway, we're married now. It's pretty great. And everyone's like, oh, okay, cool. Sorry, Danny and Max had to leave, and so we don't get to hear anything about them because they suck.
They had to go throw bottles in the ocean and moan.
Yeah.
Near each other.
I feel like also at some point.
I'm not a kid.
Never give up.
And then Danny is like, I am baby, though. You're not a kid, but I am baby.
I feel like when Merrick joins them, whenever Merrick jumps in, I feel like also Jindrax and Toxica should show up, and they'd be like, oh, y'all are just hanging out now? And he's like, yeah. And then like they're like, yeah, we thought we killed all the other orcs. We're the only orcs left that are allowed to be alive, so you gotta die, Chubo. So they help, like, defeat him or something. Yeah. That would be cool. And then at the end, it's just like them at the circus.
Or they could, like, I don't know how we could get Mara and Capri in there with Chubo trying, like, kind of going rogue, but I do want to see Toxica and Jindrax fight Kara and Marie.
That's yep.
Mara and Capri for a little bit.
I feel like there would be a moment where, like, they show up, like Mara and Capri show up, and Toxica and Jindrax are like, hey, we're also here, we can help, and we're gonna take these ones out. And then they fight for a second, and then Mara and Capri are like, we're not actually trying to fight you, we do want to kill Chubo. We do hate him. We do actually hate that guy.
And then even they could team up.
Yeah.
And we could have 12 Rangers and 4 villains, a 16, an unprecedented 16.
And just an enormous amount of people fighting to beat up Chubo.
To beat Chubo. And they get him.
Also, just for me, just for my peace of mind, Taylor needs to get a phone call from Eric at some point.
Yes. Because
they are dating. Hashtag Tayric forever. And then that's, you know, everybody else is like, whatever. You know, we've got enough out of everybody. So that's our Wild Force crossover.
That's it.
Which would be called like the Wild Storm or something,
right?
That's what they all are. It's all something like that. So then the second question is, what would the season look like if Megan was around the whole time, the third Bradley sibling? Megan Bradley, also adopted.
I don't know.
Because I feel so. Good answer. All right, see you next week, everybody. So I feel like the first thing is that she would not have a Zord at the start. She would not have a Zord until they get Mini Zord, right?
And her Zord is just a link.
Her Zord is to bond the team. So going off of that, I feel like she should like show up a little. We'd have to push them back a little tiny bit, and she would show up a little earlier and be like friends with Dustin and Shane and Tori, like kind of hang out with them, and then be like, oh, these are my brothers. They also do dirt biking, Dustin, and like kind of introduce that way.
So is she? Well, she's a Thunder Ninja though, right? So
yes.
She would go to school with Blake and Hunter.
I definitely think she is also secretly evil for like not evil, but like tricked like they are. But she's like playing the longer game than they okay. were, where they just show up and they're like, what's up? We're not Power Rangers. Why would you say that?
Because part of me says maybe she works at Storm Chargers.
That would be cool. She got a job there. I also think in terms of what extreme sport she would be into, I think she would be street skating because Shane is mostly vert.
Inlines.
I mean, yeah, you could do that. But also...
Or BMX. We don't have a BMXer.
It's true. We don't have a BMXer, which I've decided that I think the lamest of take a thing and put it on a half pipe is BMXing. I think that's really boring. I saw some Tony Hawk posted on his Instagram of one of his bike friends doing bike tricks. And I was like, these are way more boring than skateboard tricks. Like,
all you do is spin the back wheel around the front wheel a lot.
You can spin the back wheel. You can do one of those flip. Like twist to the side a little bit, but then land regular anyway. Not a lot you can do on a bike on a half pipe. So
she's a street BMXer.
I want to give her street
skating.
She's
got those big pegs. She gets those big pegs for grinding.
I think she should be a street skater, and then so she can just like show Shane up at every opportunity. And then he has a crush on her because of that, but won't admit it because he's too proud.
So there's got to be a romantic angle between her and Shane.
Yeah.
Even if it's only like, man, she's so pretty and good at skateboarding.
Yeah.
And she's just like, shut up.
Shut your mouth, Shane. And she does like a magic flip because
yeah.
she's got Rodney Mullen legs. So I think the rest of the season would kind of proceed as normal, but you would just have one extra person there, right? And then...
I think so, yeah.
I think her and Tori would be friends. I feel like if we had her, we could also, and like this is obviously like you would have to do some, since we're already rebooking the show, we could do some, like, make things a little more clear. Like, Tori be like, hey, I have a question, Megan. And Megan's like, yeah, what's up? And she's like, what's up with Blake? Does he like me? What's going on? Because every time it seems like we do a lot of push and pull, and I don't know where we are on that one. And she'd be like, yeah, he's an idiot, though. So, like, you gotta really, like, meet him halfway. And she's like, okay. And at the end, she's like, I don't actually want to date your brother. And Megan's like, good, you have no chemistry with him. You shouldn't. You shouldn't date my brother. There's nothing there. There are no sparks. No one feels anything between the two of you.
It feels like you're actors on a show.
Yeah, you and Cam, though. Ooh. What's going on with that? She's like, I don't know. He's cute. What?
He's cute. I kissed him once. It was fun.
It was fine.
It was good. I don't know if he took the hint, though.
Yeah, I don't know. And the one time he was like, there was a love potion. He was in love with me, but like Blake was too, because they just both drank the same smoothie. So like, who even knows? And she's like, well, we'll find out in the future. And then the show ends. And you don't. What would her... Here's a question I have. What would her talent be? Would she also be in the rap group?
I don't think so.
She would not be a ninja bro, you don't think?
I don't think she's in the rap... I don't think
Moto
she's
Bros.
In the rap group.
Okay.
Because, what I mean, you already got Blake spinning.
Blake was on the ones and twos.
Hunter spitting.
Yeah.
So what is there left for Megan to do?
I don't know. Maybe she could also
rap. What
else
do you need for a rap group? She's just the Flavor Flav. She's just the hype guy.
Every time
Hunter says something, she just goes, yeah!
Yeah! Moto Bros! I want better for Megan than just to be the Flavor Flav to the Moto Bros' Chuck D. Maybe her and Tori dance.
What if she does it? What if? She, oh, maybe Tori danced, right? What if Megan does like a bad? Because I do want all the siblings to do like a bad thing. On the,
they're just the bad at show. It.
So maybe she does like a bad interpretive dance.
What if?
But it's bad in an endearing way, and not bad and presented in a look how good this is.
Yeah,
kind of way.
God, I've watched that look. I think I genuinely think I've watched the Moto Bros rap more than any other human being alive at this point, because I watched it like 12 times in a row, just trying to figure out what went wrong. And the answer is everything. Everything
all
went wrong.
It.
I don't know if if it would have been better if you would have put Hunter on the ones and twos and have Blake rap.
I don't think so.
But also at the same time, the rap itself is just bad. It has no meter. It has no rhyme scheme. The composition is baffling.
You remember that time Kurt Angle recorded a rap for a CD that they put out that people could buy with real money?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember we listened to the whole CD at one point while we were driving to like Lemonster to get Morphers or something.
I think that was it. I think we were going to Toys R Us to get the Morphers.
Yeah.
Or to check if they were there.
Which we did every like 3 days a week for like 4 weeks. I feel like, until they finally were there. But yeah, I think Kurt Angle is a better rapper than Hunter, and I don't even think it's close. And that's
I don't even think it's a competition.
That's a bad rap that Kurt Angle did. I like her being bad at dancing, but still dancing and everybody's like, wow, great. She's like, yeah, I'm good. And they're like, no one's perfect.
Right. Maybe she starts out really good. She's in like her leotard or whatever, right, with her like ballet slippers on, because she's doing like interpretive
right
point dancing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it starts out really good. She's up on her toes and she's got her arms up and they like open and come down, and it's a very smooth motion, and then everything after that is just like she's just leaping around the stage.
Yeah, it's just you know, whenever Squidward does interpretive dance.
Yeah, and she does like SpongeBob. A weird tumble and then like splits her legs on the ground and spins around on her butt bone.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of weird moves that don't make sense to anybody, but they're all like, oh yeah, Megan, crushing it.
Yeah, and then she's like, I hope I wasn't she's like, I hope I wasn't too good at interpretive dancing, and because I just told everyone I was a Power Ranger via my dance. So, and they're like, yeah, great. And then everyone still loses because Mara and Capri win, and then it's fake and it blows up. She blows up. I think they blew up the host. Did they? I think they shot Stu Starmaker with a laser beam at the end of that when they were found out that they were Milli Vanilli.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember. That sounds right. They sound like they would murder him.
Yeah. What's wild is that their song is actually good. Like, it's not like the best song in the world, but it's like actually good. Like the meter and the rhyme, everything like that is like well done. It's like the same person who wrote that wrote the Bad Moto Bros rap. So like, why?
I don't think so. I think the sing-song person wrote the Moto Bros rap.
They're like, hey, what if we still got sing-song guy on our payroll? We should just like get him to do something, right? Like, I could probably write a rap this time. And they're like, yeah, give it a shot. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, because they were like, you, it was the video that was the problem with sing-song.
Yeah, except no.
The
it,
music
that whole thing was poison.
Was good. Yeah, all of it was bad.
Root and branch, the whole thing is poison. What does Megan get to do after? Because the Thunder Ninjas are the only ones who get to live their lives in a way that makes sense post-graduation. So what does Megan do?
I don't know.
What does she get to go
maybe
on like a...
she skates still.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe she actually gets to go on like a... like she gets to go do skateboard stuff. Because like... someone's gotta.
Because Shane doesn't get to, and then like they can have some jealousy later.
Yeah. And she's like, I'll call you. And he's like, I know.
In Ninja Storm season 2, they can have like a rivalry because Shane wants a skateboard, but he's like, I shouldn't have said I'd be a stupid teacher.
Nah, teaching sucks.
Make more money skateboarding, probably.
Make way more money skateboarding than teaching at a secret ninja school. Do they even have money? I think I read last night, I spent way too long on TV Tropes last night. You know, sometimes you spend, you know, 6 hours on TV Tropes looking at stuff.
Yeah.
I was looking through like the what could have beens of like a whole bunch of different series, and I was on Power Rangers, and they had plans to bring back Dustin, Tori, and Shane as teachers in the next season, but like regular teachers at a high school. And I was like, that would be a big step down, I think, if you did that.
If you go from teaching magic ninja classes to math and English
to math. Well, I mean, not even just that, just like being the main characters to being teachers who show up sometimes, you know?
Yeah,
they did. No, obviously they did. They all went on to, except for Glenn McMillan. I don't know what he did exactly after that, but the other two went on to be on a soap opera for like 700 episodes. Like Sally Martin is still on Shortland Street, which is New Zealand General Hospital, from what I gather. And she has 724 episodes to her credit that she's done. That's a lot.
Well, Dustin had to, he went off and shot Xenon 3, and his career just skyrocketed.
He did Z3, and then he was like, I think I'm going to chill. I'm just going to get married to a babe, because he got married to a babe at some point, according to his Instagram. And I was like, good for you, Glenn. It's weird that the best actor didn't do any more acting, but like, you know, sometimes it happens,
I guess. That's how it goes.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think I don't got anything else that I would do with Megan.
Yeah, I don't have any like specific stuff. I think that pretty much covers it. She'd be like sassy.
Oh, for sure.
Right. She'd be like a little mean, but in a playful way. Like at first just mean when she's like a bad guy, but then like when she comes around, it's like definitely more like a playful.
Yeah.
Teasing.
Yeah, for sure. And Shane would be extremely into that.
Or she would just be punk Kelly, but her own character.
I don't think she would be as like laconic as punk Kelly. Like Kelly, yeah. Punk Kelly was just like kind of lazy, like whatever. I'm sitting on my motorcycle, whatever. But like,
you know what though? Punk Kelly still ran a whole store, owned and ran a whole store, even if she did just sit on her motorcycle and say whatever all day.
She did. It took a lot of probably time in the morning to do her hair too. So you know, she at least, you know, got up early and did stuff.
Yeah.
I think during that episode though, Megan would have been like she would have been evil, but like very like sweet evil, you know, because she wouldn't be sassy in the evil universe.
Yeah.
Which, boy, I like that episode a lot, but there was a lot of confusing stuff about how the Rangers acted. Because sometimes they were like, we're going to switch Cam and Dustin's personalities entirely. Okay. Shane's going to just talk like Batman. That's it. That's all we're going to do with Shane. So he's going to be like, where's Rachel? That's all he did.
Where's Tori?
And then Hunter was like, kind of the Joker, I think. But like bad, like a bad kind of the Joker, from what I remember. And then Blake was like, I'm Blake, but evil. Like, I'm the same guy, but I'm just evil now, I guess. I still wish we would have got to see what Tori was like in the evil universe. God damn Power Rangers Ninja Storm. I think this show sucks, actually.
It's like Ocarina of Time. It's bad, actually.
It turns out it isn't good like everyone thinks it is. I just remembered that we never actually ranked the Rangers.
Oh, we didn't. We were supposed to do that last time. We didn't do that.
So I have it pulled up. You should find it.
Well, hang on. Let me...
You can take as much time as you need. It's just called Power Ranger...
Where it's not. It's not in my mail app.
No, probably not. Unless...
Power Rangers right here. I'm in.
All right. So let's start at the bottom with Hunter.
Okay.
Not the bottom of the list, but the bottom of the six Power Rangers. I don't think anyone's going lower than Hunter, right?
I think that's fair.
Who I definitely came around on, but like, you know, it's just like, it's just kind of Hunter.
Yeah. I'm looking right around 26 to 28 where we have Alyssa, Katie, and Rocky.
Yeah, I was just thinking there because he's not better than Billy.
No. And I don't think he's, I think he is better than Cole. I think everyone is better than Cole.
Yeah. Cole's kind of high.
He seems really high. But then, like, looking at people who are under him, maybe he's not...
Maybe he's just the best of a bad lot.
We did do this fresher out of Wild Forest, so right now I'm like, is Cole really better than Carlos or Tripp? Mike didn't do anything. I think Mike's big problem is that he didn't really do a lot.
That is true. I think that was also kind of Ryan's problem, is that he showed up, he got a tattoo, he seduced Carter, and then he went into the desert for a while and ate some sand or something. Cole is really high, right?
He is, but also I think he's right.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like we're being real mean to Carlos now, looking at it.
That's the only one that I'm thinking maybe we messed up. But he did yell at a little girl.
He did try to kill a little girl, I think. So
he was like, oh, she found out I'm a Power Ranger. She has to die.
She's got to die. Rules is rules. Deca's like, I agree. Rules is rules. I kind of want to bump Carlos up, but I feel like that is breaking a precedent.
We can't.
He's on the list where he is.
We can't edit the list other than adding new Rangers to it.
Right. So
that's a rule now.
So we're looking between 26 and 28 for Hunter.
Hunter.
I don't think.
I'm not even. Is Hunter even better than Rocky? Zio Rocky?
I don't think so. He's certainly not better than Katie, who, again, didn't do a lot that season. Katie was a dropped ball the whole season.
Yeah.
But I still like Katie a lot, and I think she still is certainly better. I think I like Zio Rocky better than I like Hunter.
I think so,
too. And even the bad Mighty Morphin Rocky stuff doesn't cancel out the good Zio stuff. So coming in at number 29, Hunter.
Well, hold that thought now, because is Blake just one above Hunter, or is he going a little higher?
I don't know. I feel like he should go a couple higher, but I also don't know. Like, I also don't think I like him better than Billy or Tanya. I think I like him better than Alyssa, though.
I think that's right. Should Alyssa and Katie be switched?
I feel like they should be switched. But again, we can't. What have we done? The problem is...
we can't. It's a stone tablet of ranking Power Rangers.
So here's the problem that I'm just now realizing, is that when we do these, we do them when we finish the season, and we have more or less, we remember most of the character arc from the season, right? Like the whole of them. Every season after that, we remember less and less, except for like the big things, right? And so, like, things
the stuff
that stick
that
out,
yeah.
Like Katie's ripping a door off and then throwing a guy out of a car, like to start the show, like that was dope. Her dancing because she just wanted to be in like a romance movie and Movie Madness, that was really great. I don't remember all the time she didn't do anything because they forgot about Katie, you know. But then I'm looking at Alyssa, like, did Alyssa do any more than Katie? I guess. But, like, I don't know. Anyway, Blake, I'm saying under Billy, above Alyssa.
Okay, I think that's fine.
All right, so coming in at number 26, Blake, I'm trying to go in order from what I think best to worst is. I don't know if it's the same order for you, but I don't know if we should do Cam or Shane next.
Yeah, I also don't know between those two. I feel like they might be pretty close.
Yeah.
Are they better than Billy? Billy's like this weird hard line in the middle of the list.
Yeah, Billy is. Also, Billy. I feel like Billy's really low because we were just being mean to him.
We were mean to him. He was a Power Ranger for, I think, 100 years before he married a fish wife.
Until he went and married a fish lady on another planet. I do also think that one of the reasons we ranked him as low as we did is that he was not a great Power Ranger for a lot of his tenure as a Power Ranger, especially early on. But I think as a character, he's better. I don't know if Cam or Shane go above Billy, but I do think that they go above, like, Damon.
Why are Damon and Chad all the way up there?
Well, Chad rules, and Damon was very funny.
That's true. I think if we're going on how good of a Power Ranger they are, like, if that's, like, the number one, if that's 80% of your grade, if that's homework in high school...
Yeah.
I think I think Shane and Cam both are better Power Rangers than Billy is.
I don't think that should be the whole rubric, though, you know?
Yeah, but I really think that's what we went on. That was my argument for Carone.
That's definitely your argument for Carone, for sure. I don't know how it could be. I don't know how she could be under Kendricks under in any circumstances other than as a Power Ranger.
It's because she was only a Power Ranger for a cup of coffee. Otherwise,
so was
she was a villain.
Kendricks was a Power Ranger for the same
Kendricks
amount of time.
Yeah, but Kendricks was never evil. Kendricks was never evil. She died being a Power Ranger.
That bumps her up a lot. That's true. I think maybe what we would need to do is reassess some of the people on the list and not worry about it right now. And maybe at some point we can maybe move a Carlos around.
Do we want to pause this and then do a list of ranking reassessment as a different episode?
Yes, but I feel like we should just get everybody on the list first and then reassess.
Okay, and then work from there. Okay, well, I think it's the problem with Billy and trying to judge, like, is Cam better than Billy or is Shane better than Billy, is that Billy was in, like, 300 episodes of Power Rangers.
Billy was in a lot of Power Rangers. He was in almost 200.
Yeah, he's in so much, so it's hard to say if someone who was in 38 episodes is a better character.
Right. I think
because Billy got so much growth from one to, like, the end of Zeo.
Yeah. All right. We're definitely going to reassess.
Just a hot dad that builds swords and, like, works on cars in the garage.
He just hangs out in his computer lab. I think I'm looking right now. I think Shane goes below Cam. Kind of gut reaction.
Okay.
I don't think I like Shane better than I like Tanya. Okay. But maybe I put him between Tanya and where Billy is now. One above where eventually just he'll be one above Blake, essentially.
Okay. I think I'm fine with that because I also don't think I like him more than Tanya.
Okay.
Tanya doesn't get talked about enough. Tanya's pretty cool.
Tanya's pretty great. There was I also, speaking of being on TV Tropes, apparently when JDF left, he's like, I'm going to leave. They were like, all right, well, you'll just leave and we'll replace you. And then Catherine Sutherland immediately was like, I also want to leave and pursue other projects, of which she did not do, I don't think, anything. And then they were like, well, we can't just keep Tanya and Adam. But at first, they were going to and have them be like the senior Rangers. And they were going to bump up either Tanya or Adam to be Zeo Red. And I think Tanya would have been a pretty good Zeo Red. But
I think so. But alas. And that should have gone to Adam if we're looking at.
Look, it would have gone to Adam.
Tenure.
It would have gone to Adam for sure. But I think Tanya would also be a pretty good Red Ranger. Also, there was a thing, Nakia Baris and Jason Font just did a video a long time ago where they just were wearing each other's outfits and the reveal, like, went up from their feet. And then it was like, surprise, they're in the opposite costumes. And Nakia Baris wears the hell out of a red outfit. I'm just saying. I think she would have been, it would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
But coming in at number 25, Shane. Now, Cam, I think, goes a little higher.
I'm thinking Cam is up around Kelsey and Dana territory.
I was thinking.
I don't think I like him better than Cassie.
I don't like him better than Cassie. I don't know if I like him better than. No, maybe I do like him better, a little bit better than Dana. What my favorite part about
Dana. That's kind of where I am hung up to. I'm like, I definitely like him better than Lucas. I think I like him more than Kelsey, but I don't think I like him more than Dana.
Yeah, because, like, Dana ruled in the beginning, and then things kind of fell apart once Ryan showed up, and they're like, well, your arc is over. And, like, that's really the bad part about her. But, like, at the same time, Cam had a really bad Sixth Ranger problem that I think kind of lowers him. So I would maybe put him below Dana.
Yeah. Do we want to rap about Kelsey for a minute in regards to Cam?
I mean, besides making me cry, who Kelsey ever Cam beat, you know?
Cam never made you cry.
Cam didn't make me cry.
I think Kelsey did some sweet skitching on a car once.
She did skitch.
I think Cam's probably better than Kelsey.
I think, yeah. And look, I love Kelsey and her girlfriend, Nancy, the best love story Power Rangers ever told. All right, now we got the final two, and I genuinely don't know how far up this is gonna go, but
I don't know either.
Tori and Dustin.
I think Dustin. It's hard. They're pretty even.
Yeah. Right.
But Tori was also the default best / MVP. So kind, I think that puts her higher than Dustin.
I think so. Dustin, if we were just grading this on like acting ability, like Dustin would run away with it. But if we were grading this on acting ability, like, I mean, Jen would still be in the, she'd be maybe number one. she'd only go up a couple spots because she is very high. I like Dustin more than I like Kendricks.
I think that's fair. I don't think either of them go higher than that, though.
You don't think they break the, they go higher than Eric?
I don't think Tori goes higher than Eric. So I think it goes Eric, Tori, Dustin, Kendricks.
I think that's fair. I wish Tori would have got more.
Yeah.
Tori got kind of shafted at the end. I rewatched the last episode because I was getting the episode pictures, and I rewatched most of the finale. She has maybe six lines, and every single one of them is reassuring a boy something, you know? There's nothing that she says that is not either like 100% plot relevant or, no, don't worry about it, Blake, or like, it's going to be fine, Shane. Like, don't beat yourself up. Like, it's really a bummer. So coming in at 14 and 15, Tori and Dustin, and that's all the new Power Rangers.
Yeah.
We will at some point go over the list again.
We're gonna
and we
fix
will
the
see,
list.
We will, I know we said it's carved in stone, but we will take the stone out and super glue it into new places where we think maybe it should go better. Like Billy and Carlos. I don't imagine Carlos is gonna go too much higher up, but I feel like it should be a little higher than where he is.
Yeah, let me look at it again, because I definitely know that there's someone. I think it was Justin that I'm like, is Carlos under Justin?
I think Carlos is near. He's under Justin and Ryan and Mike. And I don't know if this is just nostalgia goggles being like, do I like Carlos more than I like them? Because I remember dunking on Carlos a lot because he wasn't great for a lot of it. So maybe now
I'm like, maybe Carlos wasn't that good.
Yeah, maybe it just felt like I was being mean to him being so far away from his friends. But also, he should hang out with Trip. They're about the same.
I don't know. We'll go over it. Figure it out.
Poor Ish down at the bottom, number 55. She knows what she did. You know what? I think we did move Aisha down. So it's not unprecedented to move people around on the list. So
did we?
I think we did after I realized that Karen Ashley basically stole $120,000 from Power Rangers fans to make a bad comic.
Yeah, we put her on the bottom because the order sucks.
Because the order's nothing. It doesn't suck. It's nothing. It never showed up. It's a bad comic that is only available at Dragon's Lair Comics in Austin, Texas. There's 14 copies of it there. You can't find another 14 copies in the rest of the world. I almost bought it, but I want to give Karen Ashley the satisfaction.
I don't want to give her more money.
Also, I looked through and it was terrible. It was just awful. It was like someone took pictures and traced over them, but they didn't have like a tablet, so they used their mouse. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But also it was like someone's 15-year-old nephew that did it, who is not very good at drawing yet. It blows. And I just want to watch the Order movie because it has all the Power Rangers I like in it. But here we are. Where that doesn't exist. Next Power Morphagon. Someone ask Karen Ashley what the fuck's going on with the Order.
Yeah, and don't let her give you a non-answer.
Yeah, if I was there, I would harangue her.
I would get kicked out of the con because he'd be like, what's the deal?
For sure. $120,000, Karen, where'd it go? I know you didn't make a comic with that much money.
That comic cost $12.
And you know it. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Next week, we're doing By the Numbers. We're going to have Benny on to do By the Numbers. Maybe we reassess the Rangers on that one, like in the beginning of that one, and we can have Benny there as a semi-neutral third party to try to help us.
If we have a third party, then it's not our ranking anymore.
Not. I mean, so Benny will not have any ranking powers, but he will be there to be like, this is what that person did because I have a better memory than you two dum-dums.
He's a moderator.
He'll moderate it, yes, for when I get heated about Corona again, which will happen.
I feel like I'm going to get bullied into bumping Corona up the list if you have backup.
I mean, look, if you're weak, maybe so. We'll see what happens. I'm just
saying, we're rating Corona, not Astronema. Anyway.
They the same lady. Anyway, we'll do this next week when we have a moderator. I don't remember. We know this is bonus times. We never do any of this stuff. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. We both need to eat still. That's the only thing that we need to tell you about. See you for by the numbers next week. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I thought that, like, skittering was, like, in here. I thought it was... Because my aunt's cat, she steps real hard. She's, like, the opposite of a cat.
She walks heavy?
She walks real heavy for a cat.